The business startup scene here in Lansing is about to get another boost. A business incubator for fashion designers called The Runway is expected to open in February in the historic former Knapp's department store building downtown. The project will house up to 12 designers in residence and a retail store and will work to retain and cultivate design talent here in mid-Michigan. With me now to tell us more about The Runway is Jeff Henry, the incubator's operations manager. Hi, Jeff.
How's it going, Mark?
Welcome to Current State. And joining him is Lansing fashion designer Rebecca Clark, who has her own label called Tribe. That's with a Y, T-R-Y-B-E. I love that. Welcome, Rebecca.
Thank you.
This sounds so interesting, what you have cooking downtown. Tell us how The Runway will work, Jeff.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having us. And on behalf of the LEDC and Lansing Economic Area Partnership, we're excited to bring this project to Lansing. The possibilities of what this has to offer are pretty robust, and we're just excited to be able to take the fashion industry as a whole and give it a boost here in Michigan. And that's what The Runway is all about, is building a foundation for designers to come in, learn how to get their brand off the ground from a business standpoint, and then also get the resources behind them to do the production side, and then taking that product to market.
Tell us about your physical location, though, here. How much room do you have to work with?
Oh, absolutely. We have a beautiful space. It's about 6,800 square feet altogether. It's two stories. We're actually on the Washtenaw side of the Knapp's building. And the first level will be the retail space, which will be featuring all Michigan-based designers. Kind of a high-end boutique feel. It's going to be a really great shopping experience for people in the Lansing area to come and get a taste of, you know, what Michigan designers are up to. And there's a lot of talent out there, Rebecca's collection and brand Tribe being one of them. And we're excited to showcase that. And then on the second level, we will have the fashion incubator itself, which will have a large shared workspace with all the software, technology, and equipment that they would need to produce a sample collection to take to market, and then they'll have their private studio space as well where they can conduct, you know, meetings and things of that nature, meet with clients.
How many designers will you have room for?
We have 12 private studio spaces, and we're calling those our designers in residence. So we have room for 12. And then we also are going to be setting up an associate designer program, which in the incubator world is kind of like a virtual tenancy where someone can pay a small monthly fee and be able to have access to some of the equipment and some consulting resources and things of that nature, but not actually have to have studio space. So we're looking to maybe try to get another 8 to 10 through that as well.
Okay. Rebecca, you and I have crossed paths before. You were involved in a story that I did here on WKAR last year. Tell our listeners again a little bit more about your background, because you have a pretty rich history in fashion design.
Sure. I am originally from Lansing, East Lansing area, and I moved to New York and spent about 12 years there going to school and working in the fashion industry, basically working my way up from intern to design director for Simply Vera Vera Wang. I moved back to Michigan when I was at the point in my career where I felt like I could do it anywhere, and that's when I started Michigan Fashion Proto, which is a sample-making, pattern-making, and short-run production facility for the fashion industry. And about 2 years ago, I started with Molly Kircher Tribe. It's TRYBE.co. It's a contemporary women's clothing line that we sell coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. And Now, would launching Tribe have been a whole lot easier with the Runway project? What do you make of what Jeff is putting together here?
Well, I think that the Runway is going to benefit people on every level. I know that as far as I go for Tribe, I will be utilizing several of the aspects or what they have to offer. But I think that people starting out who may not have the experience that I do are going to benefit the most. Someone who wants to start their own business will have a place that will hold their hand through the process and, you know, help mm-hmm. them start their, you know, the legal aspects, the website aspects, and including helping with pattern making and sewing and, you know, just sort of pulling it all together.
Jeff, why Lansing, though? For listeners thinking
right.
of all right. the sectors to just kind of launch into, why Lansing for the fashion design sector?
Sure. I think the thought process started with some of the energy that's coming out of the Detroit area as well. There's a lot of great and then also just in general, Michigan has a lot of rich design history. And I think there's a couple key manufacturers as well that maybe piqued the interest of the LADC in order to push this forward, Peckham being one of them, being in the area. And I think also Rebecca's success and being able to see what she's been able to do put a certain level of validation behind the project that we can set this up. And I think in the end, you know, it has to start somewhere. And I know that people might scratch their head a little bit, but I think once they see the space and they see how it can function, it really will be something that will allow this industry to grow here in the state of Michigan as a whole. And I think it just goes back to our strong roots in manufacturing. We'd like to see this become Michigan become a place where designers can come and get their brands produced.
So it really is a history of manufacturing and combined with design.
I think
so.
It
really triggers from the automobile industry, really, in a way.
Yeah, you're seeing a lot of manufacturing plant, or I don't know if you will call them plants, but shops basically down the Detroit area that used to do interiors for cars that are now doing denim lines and leather goods and things of that nature. You have the success of Shinola Watches, who has been getting a lot of press lately, and they took a manufacturing shop and retooled it to do high-end watchmaking and assembly.
Rebecca, what was the biggest hurdle you faced in getting your career off the ground?
Well, making it in New York is the hardest part.
That must have given you some credential here, though, to come back home or to come back to Michigan, and really, you had a credential that a lot of people didn't have.
Absolutely. Being here in Michigan is, in general, just a lot easier than trying to do something with success in New York. Starting your own label in New York is nearly impossible. It's very, very difficult to make it in New York, launching your own line. Here, you have a lot less overhead, obviously. You have elbow room. You have less people pushing you out of the way, basically. Mm-hmm. So I think that this is an amazing place to start a business of this kind.
We're talking with Lansing-based fashion designer Rebecca Clark, who has her own label called Tribe, and Jeff Henry. Jeff Henry, the operations manager for Lansing's fashion design incubator, about to launch in downtown Lansing. What was the genesis of the runway exactly, Jeff? When did this light bulb go on for you?
Well, I actually wasn't the one who came up with the idea. I was brought on later on to help bring this together. But the LADC, in partnership with LEAP, put money aside, non-taxpayer money aside a long time ago for a project in general. They decided a couple years ago to make it an incubator. They found the NAPS location, and that was going to be opening up. And then just based on some research and things of that nature, they came up with the idea to do fashion. Now, we have an incubator in East Lansing, the TIC, Technology Innovation Center, that focuses on tech startups already.
Right.
LEAP manages that. So they didn't want to do another tech startup. They thought, let's do something in a different industry. And this is what they came up with. And what it was is they tested it with the Michigan Garment Industry Council, as far as would the interest be there. And the response was really enormous, and they knew they were onto something.
Talk about the ideal location, though, too, because the NAPS building has this history as a retail outlet. You're going to go back into retail, and you're going to put retail back into that building.
Right.
And there was a lot of clothing that was sold at NAPS,
absolutely.
Needless to say, so it's really almost the stars kind of aligned.
Right, and that's the great thing. It's not – if it was just a fashion incubator, and that'd be one thing. But bringing the retail aspect into it allows the public to come and interact with the runway and get a little sneak peek behind the curtain. I think the part of the success, and most people that maybe don't pay attention to the fashion industry as a whole, but know Project Runway, for example, the success with that show was that it gave people a taste of what happens in the background. And they found that people find that fascinating. And I think that's what the runway is going to be able to do is people will come off the street, they'll come to shop, and then they'll learn more about what's happening upstairs at the incubator, and it might inspire people, you know, and I think it'll give people the power to you know, want to do something. And you mentioned, for example, some of the universities. That's super important. I mean, we have a ton, we have over a dozen universities here in the state of Michigan that have fashion programs. And I've gone and spoke with many of the student groups, and what ends up happening, I ask them, how many of you plan or would like to leave the state of Michigan when once you've graduated? And about 75% of them will raise their hands.
Yeah.
And that's great that they're ambitious like that, but the only reason that's partly happening is that there's not opportunity here, or they're not seeing the opportunities or the possible success that can take place. And we're just losing a ton of talent.
Sounds like you've got a lot of work to do between now and February, though.
Yeah, absolutely. This is an audacious project, but one that I think with the, setting the goals so lofty and having the ability to, you know, plan for the future, not only just this year, but 5 years, 10 years down the road, how this can all materialize is what's going to make this successful. And having partners like Michigan Fashion Proto, which is Rebecca's manufacturing company, will be able to help make this, you know, truly successful.
You offering a lot of advice here, Rebecca?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm in it all the way.
Okay. Well, it's fascinating to learn more about this. We appreciate your visit here today to Current State. Jeff Henry is the operations manager for the new downtown Lansing fashion incubator, The Runway. Rebecca Clark has her own label called Tribe and is also involved in the endeavor. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.